Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Lockside. Today is episode 34 on the new Castlevania animated Netflix series. You can find all of my previous episodes on the Drinking Wise Men YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Lockside. So, earlier in the year, Netflix announced that they were going to be coming out with an animated series for Castlevania, which, needless to say, I am a very big Castlevania fan, so I was pretty excited about this, especially because it's been a long time since I've seen anything Castlevania. Most recently, the thing that got me most excited about something like Castlevania was the fact that Bloodstained was supposed to be coming out pretty soon, which is supposed to be the spiritual successor to Castlevania Symphony of the Night, made by the same producer of the previous Castlevania games. So that's looking like it's not actually going to come out for a little while, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later. They just released today the teaser for the new Castlevania series, and from what I could tell, they didn't really reveal too much. Obviously, they were trying to go with a little bit of a nostalgia bomb because they start out the teaser showing like an NES system with Castlevania going into it, and then they show the animation, which looks kind of like, I guess you would say, an Americanized Japanese animation type feel to it, or more like, I guess, a Western type animation if you're thinking about it in like Japanese animation terms. So kind of like hard lines, and the characters looked a little bit rougher than normal, more European, I guess you would say. So that's pretty cool. I actually do like the way it looks. It looked very pretty as far as like the character design goes. It looked pretty smooth. They showed a little bit of action in it, and you know, not too much because again, it was a teaser. It was very short, but it does look like that the new main character is going to be a Belmont. They haven't said how he's a Belmont, you know, like by whose blood, basically, but it is a Belmont, and a Belmont, you know, is going to probably kill Dracula, or possibly not kill Dracula. So that's what the new series is looking like, and it does have me pretty excited, just because, again, there hasn't been Castlevania anything since, like, 2014, so now here in 2017, we're getting the first peeks again of something Castlevania. So to anyone that isn't familiar with the Castlevania franchise, it's essentially a Dracula franchise, all right? So it takes place in kind of like a Gothic Explorer type world, like the video games, and you have Dracula's castle that just happens to appear every so often. And I'm not sure if in this specific animated series they have a time frame in mind. I do know that they mentioned that the current main character is going to be of Belmont descent, so I imagine this is going to be in the future after Castlevania Symphony of the Night if they choose to continue with that storyline. They might just retcon it all together and just have it so that the current character is a Belmont, but the other stuff never previously happened, and just insinuate that the Belmont family is the only ones that can kill Dracula. So there's always that possibility. But again, if you're not familiar with it, at essence, it is a vampire-killing story. So just be prepared to more than likely see ghouls, to see vampires, to see some pretty gruesome deaths, I'd imagine. The teaser had, you know, a bunch of pikes with skulls on them. Or, well, actually, they were full-on skeletons, I think. But it's just, it really looks exactly like I hope it should be. And if the teaser is any indication of what the actual series is going to be like, then we really have something hopefully great to look forward to. And it's very exciting. So I'm hoping this will actually spur them to go and put out another Castlevania game on a newer system, like the PlayStation 4 or, you know, the Xbox, or even on a computer, which would be fucking awesome, because vampires and things like this are kind of in right now. We're getting kind of a classic monster wave coming through. You know, I don't know if anyone's realized that they're rebooting all the classic monster movies, like The Mummy is being rebooted. From what I can understand, Frankenstein's being rebooted. Dracula's going to be rebooted. All these things are all going to be rebooted, and I assume they're going to be slightly more modernized, and it's going to be closer to the original, like the original stories, not necessarily, you know, just rewritten screenplays like the previous movies have been. I'm hoping this spurs like a big movement to get more stuff Castlevania out, because that would just be fucking awesome. I'm a big fan of side-scrolling games and Gothic Explorer games like the original Castlevania games. I really did enjoy them a lot. I do like kind of like the more basic type games that are multiplayer with like one or two player that are screen scrolling. Ikaruga is like one of my favorite games ever, and that was a two player game that I really, really enjoyed. So if they came out with a new Castlevania that was maybe like a two player type game, that'd be pretty cool. I think that the Bloodstained game that's supposed to be coming out by the same producer as the Castlevania games is also going to have a two-player option, though I'm not 100% certain. So let's talk about that a little. So Bloodstained Ritual of the Night is supposed to be the spiritual successor of the Castlevania games. It's made by the same producer, and it's looking very, very similar in a lot of ways. Kind of like when I first saw it, I thought it was going to be a new Castlevania, and the graphics and stuff like it look very similar, but I guess that's just because it's a Gothic Explorer. So they have, basically, I think they met all of their stretch goals for everything that they were getting, and the game right now is announced to come out in quarter one of 2018. So I've been waiting for it for quite a while now, and I actually wasn't able to get in on the Kickstarter on it, which made me pretty disappointed, but you could still go through and purchase the game through the website that they have, so you can get your digital copy in quarter one. I do think that they allowed people to have the demos, and I think that some people that were in the Kickstarter actually are getting their copies earlier than first quarter of 2018. But, you know, no harm, no foul. As long as I get to play it, I'm going to be really happy with it. And if you haven't checked out any of the gameplay of this yet, there are videos out there that you can look at some of this stuff. You could check out the Kickstarter to see what all the things that basically the funders were able to get added into the game were. And there's just a plethora of different things. So some of the stuff that they added through the Kickstarter campaign was there was a two-player mode that was added, local co-op that was added. They have a nightmare mode that was added. You know, a lot of cool things that they added just to kind of like give little tweaks to the game. They have a classic mode, a retro mode, and just a ton of stuff that they wouldn't have been able to do without the amount of funding that they actually got. Like, we're going to be seeing it on, I believe, PlayStation 4, Wii U, Vita. We're going to have options for online challenge mode. You're going to have three playable characters, I believe, so you're not going to have to go through the entire game as, you know, a character that you might not be completely in love with. And they're also adding a mode called Boss Revenge Mode, which I imagine is that you get to play as one of the bosses in the game. So all of these things combined just make it sound like it's going to be a completely badass game, and I'm really looking forward to it. Now, the initial amount that they were asking for the game was $500,000, and they actually ended up getting $5 million more than that. So the end result of the Kickstarter by itself was $5.5 million. And that being said, I think that we're probably going to get a pretty kick-ass game for the amount of money that's been dropped in on this. The only other game that I've been somewhat interested in is another MMO that's supposed to be coming out in 2018, and that only, I think, has $2 million that's funding it right now. So if that's any indication that this obviously is a much less complex game besides like an MMO, and you know, this got twice as much, so if the amount of money that got thrown into this is any indication, this game is going to really kick ass. So if you're really into kind of like more complex side-scrolling games, instead of like these 3D games like MMOs or RPGs where you have to wander an entire world inside of this three-dimensional plane, you know, if you want something a little bit simpler that maybe looks really refreshing and cool, then check out Bloodstained. You know, obviously, like I said, you can't get in the Kickstarter because you might have missed out, but you can still buy the game. And if you're interested at all at checking out some of the older Castlevania games, you know, contact me. I can give you my recommendations for what I think are some of the best, and I'm more than happy to talk about it. If you're really excited about this too, let me know. I'm always happy to talk to people that have similar interests. So that being said, you know, lots to look forward to in the next coming year or so. The new Castlevania series that's coming out, Bloodstained coming out. You know, I'm not sure which to be hyped for more, but as we get closer, I imagine we're going to get more trailers for Castlevania. And since we're going to be seeing that on Netflix, it'll probably drop as an entire season, which will be fucking badass. They're supposed to have two seasons of it, so I'm really, really looking forward to something new. And I'm thinking that it'll probably be pretty good. The only thing I'm going to be a little disappointed in is if there aren't foreign dubs for it. So, for instance, if it's all in English, then I might be a little bit disappointed because I would think that maybe they might get like European voice actors if that's the case, or, you know, possibly even Japanese since it is kind of like Japanese animation. So that'd be kind of disappointing. But, you know, no harm, no foul. At least we're getting something Castlevania. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, please do let me know. You can go ahead and comment on this episode or any of my previous episodes, and I'll see it. Please do like, subscribe, and share. If you do like or dislike, please let me know what you enjoyed most about the episode inside of the comments. Thanks again for joining us. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.